integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hi, it's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show. It is Decker Weiss, and we are jumping right into talking about the Z-Pak. This is a common medication. It's a common antibiotic, and it's prescribed quite often for people with sinuses or sore throats or any kind of upper respiratory condition. It started real popular. It started to get real popular about the late 1990s and just really exploded from there. Now, the Z-Pak is an antibiotic. And the antibiotics are easy to pick on, but we need to remember, listeners, that antibiotics, when used correctly, save thousands and thousands of lives. So, and as being the heart of integrative medicine, I'm not going to completely bash every medication that comes through because, frankly, I prescribe them all the time. But the idea with this good pills, bad pills segment is to look at the medication from as objective point of view as I can, and then add in my 18 years of clinical experience, and then decide, do I think it's a good pill or a bad pill? This is purely my decision. And let's start looking at the origin of the Z-Pak. When I was in residency and fellowship, this is back in the mid to late 1990s at the Arizona Heart Hospital, the Arizona Heart Institute, there was an exciting study done on cardiovascular disease that showed that it might actually be bacterial. Now, I never bought into it. I always thought there was multiple causations for heart disease, which is really where it's at. But one of the things we started to do was give this brand new antibiotic called a Z-Pak right after patients had heart attacks. The idea was that if it was caused by bacteria, that we were going to get to shut down any future heart attacks. And there was even thought of leaving people on antibiotics for 1 to 2 years after having a heart attack. So why the Z-Pak? Well, it was convenient. It's a 5-day dosage, and all the doctors had to do was write Z-Pak. That's it. Rather than taking the time to fill out how often to take it, twice and all that, you write down Z-Pak, and they even came to us with pre-printed prescription pads. It was so lazy for us that all we had to do was date it and sign it. That's all we had to do. So we were giving out Z-Paks just by the dozens. And then I ran into a guy named Dr. Conrad Kale. And Conrad was just laughing at this. And I was telling him what's going on with all these Z-Paks. He's like, 5-day macrolides? Now, we're going to get into a little technical stuff, but I need you to see this medication through my eyes. And then at the end of the segment, when I tell you good pill or bad pill, you'll understand. There's two types of antibiotics. There is cytal antibiotics, doxycycline, penicillin, Augmentin. These kill bacteria. These start to work right away. They're very, very fast acting within 24 hours to 48 hours. Then there's what we call static antibiotics. These only kill the young up-and-coming bacteria. The older bacteria actually go through their natural life cycle. There's nothing wrong with that. We've had great success with static antibiotics. But one of the things about static antibiotics is that they take a little longer to go. Clarithromycin, it's also called Biaxin. That takes, it's a good 8, 10 days that we'll want to leave people on. But they're a good class of medicine that help people. But one of the things they did with Z-Pak that was very, very odd is they made it very short, 5 days. And they said, okay, this 5-day cycle for a static medication, but the way we have it made, it should last in your system 7-8 days in order to kill everything off. And this went against all the antibiotic science. What do you always hear from your doctor about antibiotics? Make sure to finish it. Even if you feel better, some of those little guys might be moving around. So make sure to finish the antibiotic. So Dr. Kale looks at me in all his wisdom and says, you'll see. Everyone's going to need a second Z-Pak. Sure enough, clinically, most of the people used it for an infection had to come in for a second one. And this is a brand new drug. This is expensive. So right away, I got off on the wrong foot with this medication. Number one, I did not believe it was going to prevent heart attacks. In fact, with the science we know now, it may even be inducing heart attacks and other heart problems. But number one, I did not believe that. The second thing is, it didn't make sense. It just, from what we're taught as physicians, integrative or not, what we're taught as physicians, it just didn't make sense. So now we scramble ahead to about 5-6 years ago. Now, you're talking a ton of this stuff is prescribed. I don't have the exact numbers for you, but it's a really, really successful antibiotic. We're going to scroll through to now May of 2012. The New England Journal of Medicine actually was funded a study by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and found out that there is actually 47, now quoting the article here, 47 extra heart-related deaths per 1 million course of treatment with 5 days Azithromax as compared to use of amoxicillin or other antibiotics. Now, it's not uncommon for antibiotics to kill people in reference to heart arrhythmias, electrical problems with their heart. You may have heard of a common drug called levofloxacin. I like to call it Levaquin. There's also Cipro. Those have also been associated with heart arrhythmias. Now, the incidence is very low, but we're talking about a sinus infection. A sinus infection that we're almost doubling the risk of a heart-related arrhythmia. And it also didn't have to be someone who had heart problems. It was, there was a degree of randomness about who actually suffered from this. So we're talking about the Z-Pak. This is our good pills, bad pills segment. You go in to see your doctor. It's a rainy day, maybe. You have some sinus stuff, a sore throat. And the doc says, you know, how about an antibiotic? You're like, sure, you know what? I really don't want to bottom out this week. I can't afford it. I got to go to work. And you see the doctor start to scribble down Z-Pak. So what's Dr. Weiss's opinion on the Z-Pak? Yes, it can kill bugs. Yes, it can get rid of a lot of sore throats and sinuses. Where does it fall into the good pill, bad pill category? Dr. Weiss, a heart integrative medicine, says bad pill. It's a bad pill because of two reasons. One is the first pack quite often doesn't work, forcing you into either getting a hold of your doctor and begging that doctor to prescribe another Z-Pak, or secondly, it's got this heart arrhythmia issue. Look, sinuses and sore throats, there's a lot of ways, especially naturally is the way we prefer to treat them. But there's other antibiotics. There's tetracyclines. There's penicillins. There's cephalosporins. There's a lot of ways to get to these medications. You might need to take it 2 or 3 times a day, or you might have to take it for 7, 8, 10 days. But they work, and they also tend to be much lower cost than this. Plus, now we have this arrhythmia issue. Doctors have been prescribing this medication for probably 15 years minimum, and we're just hearing about the heart arrhythmia issue. So due to the fact that there's plenty of replacement antibiotics, when you're seeing that doctor write down the Z-Pak, if you trust me, if you're looking at it from an integrative model or frankly just a survival model, say no. Say, doc, is there an alternative to the Z-Pak? Most of the docs will say, sure, you might have to take it a few more days, or you might have to take it 2 or 3 times a day, but we can give you something different. Good. I think that that's what's going to keep you safe. Good pills, bad pills. Sorry, Z-Pak. You're falling into bad pills category. That's how it works. Heart arrhythmias, the fact that it might take actually 2 boxes, which might be even be a second trip to the doctor, as well as statics for only 5 days, just doesn't make sense, not clinically at all. Look at, if you want antibiotics, look at other alternatives such as tetracyclines, augmentins. Your doctor's loaded with them. We might have to actually fill out the complete script pad for it. So that's it for good pills, bad pills. Z-Pak, cross it off your list if you believe the heart of integrative medicine. My name is Dr. Decker Weiss. This is Radio MD, where we're asking you to stay well.